Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Greg Fogue and John Burton Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
who wants to party?
On the radio.
Hold on to your hat.
There are a bunch of drama queens that spend an hour talking and 20 minutes jumping around while close up.
This is the Greg Fogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hold it!
Call now at 844-5600.
We are created to serve a singular purpose for which we will go to any length to fulfill.
Now, here are your hosts, Greg Fogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Thursday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start for a good day. Good morning, fellows. John Burton, Crazy Charlie, Pokester here, Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Thursday. A little chilly out this morning, but the sun's out, so you know, we'll survive. We'll get through it.
It's mid-December, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it is what it is. Again, Being from the Northeast, it could be a lot worse.
Did the Finger Lakes ever just completely freeze over?
It sure felt like it growing up, I can tell you that. I mean,
do each of the fingers have a name?
Yeah, they do. Well, I think they do.
It looks just like that.
Yeah, it
does.
They
come straight down. Yeah, out of
See,
hand.
What happens is, and so you have all these different lakes, and you have what's called lake effect wind and lake effect snow. So what happens is you drive up the New York State Thruway, and you get to, you know, a little before Rochester, between Syracuse and Rochester, where, you know, you're in the heart of the Finger Lakes region, and all the lake effect snow just forms a band, and it just stays in one spot, and it swirls. So what happens is you can be driving, let's say I'm driving west to Buffalo on the New York State Thruway. You could go through a patch where it's just a blinding snowstorm for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles, and then all of a sudden, you go through, and it's clear as a bell. It's just that one area, that one band where it all just...
like Pigpen.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like Pigpen. Good job. Good job by you, Pokester.
Yeah, so it just, I relate to Pigpen.
It just swirls, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm never going to make it, or I'm going to die. And then all of a sudden, it's clear as a bell. And you look behind you, it's Armageddon. You look ahead of you, and it's like it is outside right now.
One place, and I know we're starting crazy, going to Charlie, but we're starting. I've never been. I've been to New York City, you know, mm-hmm. quite a few times,
sure.
But I've never. I want to go up into like the Catskills and all the way up and just.
You want to go up the you want to go
is
up
it the Adirondacks?
Yeah, you want to go up 87 North, okay. I-87 North. That's the Adirondack
in the
region
summer.
In the summer or
they,
fall.
Okay,
in the fall, it's all beautiful right. Because when the leaves change, it's absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous.
Never. Been, that's a part of the country. I've never been in.
I recommend everybody take a drive through the Adirondack region of upstate New York.
So if I fly in to start, where do I fly to?
Fly into Albany.
Albany?
Fly into
okay.
Albany, rent
right.
yourself a car,
right.
And then get on 87
See
North,
you.
And then just keep heading north.
June, that's what I'll be doing. Yeah.
Well, I used
I'm
to
going
go,
ahead and put in my vacation for June.
There right. you go. When I was a rugby player, there's a big tournament in Saranac Lake and Lake Placid, New York every year. And it's like the Can-Am tournament, so teams from all over the United States and Canada converge on those two small villages in upstate New York, and it's just, you know, it's 4 days, it's 3 days of just debauchery and rugby and fun, and, you know.
Well, that sounds like the thing Charlie's been to, the pond hockey
yeah.
Thing up in Minnesota, which I think is pretty dang cool
right.
So for that.
I went to this tournament like 15 years straight. Mm-hmm. You know, I started going when I was in college, and I went for a long time. And, man, I haven't been back in a long time. I'm going to have to go back one of these years.
Like I said, Cooperstown up in there. I've never been
Baseball
up.
Baseball Hall of Fame, sure.
Yeah, I'd love to go there. But anyway, Titans and Texans Sunday. The walking wounded that did not practice yesterday, Derrick Henry with the hamstring. Yeah. And hamstrings can be chronic because the only way they're going to heal is by shutting them down.
That's the only way, and they're going to heal when they want to.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen instances where a soft tissue injury like a hamstring or a groin, you know, the athlete feels like, oh, I'm 100%, I'm ready to go. You take one step and it acts up again. So I think the Titans are going to be very cautious with Derrick Henry all week. I doubt he'll practice today. We'll find out. We're going to be heading over there in a little bit to kind of scout everything out, see what's going on. I have a feeling he won't practice today. He'll maybe do at best individual drills tomorrow, to try and get him ready for Sunday, because we know the magnitude of this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, first place, sole possession of first place in the division on the line. So it's going to be all hands on deck, but I think they're going to be very cautious with Derek as the week goes along. But I do believe he'll try to give it a go at least on Sunday.
Yeah, and obviously wouldn't be going through this procedure right now if obviously preparing for that. The foot for Adoree Jackson, don't see him playing. Wide receiver Adam Humphrey's ankle, and Darren Bates still with a shoulder, although he was out there but didn't practice. But the good news is getting people practicing again, one of them, because they've just been decimated at the corner. LaShawn Sims,
right,
back practicing yesterday with his ankle injury. Ben Jones, thumb. Kenny Vaccaro, a concussion, and Jarrell Casey with the knee, all were out there. So that's good news. But Jarrell Casey's a new dad. I saw that.
His second child. So mm-hmm. he's
The name. Okay, Vol fans, relax. The name. The name is Peyton.
Okay.
But it's spelled P-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. Okay. So nothing to do with Peyton Manning.
Okay.
I guess.
But Vol fan is not buying that.
Well, it's
he
not.
Named him after Peyton Manning because he's in Tennessee.
Is that how Vol fan sounds?
To me, it does. Some of them.
Yep.
But getting back
matter of fact, I thought that was Kevin you were just talking to, Greg.
Oh man, Kevin, fine. Or Dane, yeah.
Don't you dare make fun of Dane like that.
Oh man,
Dane's very eloquent.
Yeah, Dane's a great friend, so that's why I can make fun of him. Ben Jones, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nomination. He, among other things, he has that clay shoot.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yep.
He's raised $400,000.
He's done a great job.
And it goes to his Joan Mission Fund, his own fund that he gave, just one of the things that he gave money to, the $45,000 to the Preston Taylor Ministries, you know, the Preston Taylor Homes.
Mm-hmm.
That allows, that right there, that $45,000 gift allowed for after-school programs to be established.
Very cool. Very cool.
You know, and instead of kids just coming home and latchkey and going right. wherever they are. They
have some place to go.
They have some place to go.
Can, yeah. You know, have fun and be productive.
And stay off the street.
Right. You know what I saw yesterday? Last night, I was perusing through Instagram, and I saw a great video with Delaney Walker surprising a shopper at a sporting goods store and giving the shopper, like, basically said, "Hey, fill up your basket. We're paying for it." And it was him and T-Rex, and it was really cool. Yeah. So if you guys check out,
where does T-Rex keep his wallet?
Can
he reach for it?
I don't know. That is information I'm not privy to, Pogster.
So they have a dinosaur now, not a raccoon.
Yeah,
T-Rex. That's right. Yeah. Ding.
That's right.
T-Rack.
Did I say T-Rex?
T-Rex, yeah.
Okay. Both of you did.
I know. Right. I went along with it. Like
T-Rex,
it was,
don't go along with it. Help your partner out.
T-Rex, excuse me.
I don't know. Sometimes it's fun. Just let them
but if
dangle.
You go to, if you
we'll
go to
see Delaney's, where that comes back on you in the next hour.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I get hung
But if
out.
You go to Delaney's Instagram, it's really cool. He posted it last night, so that was cool. But getting back to these injuries really quick, I think getting LaShawn Sims back this week is critical because as banged up as the Titans are in the secondary, I mean, you got Fuller, you got Hopkins, you
now,
got
Fuller's
Watson.
Got a hamstring.
Right.
He's not 100%.
Right. But Hopkins is, and he's a problem. And so, you know, that's a dangerous receiving core. Their tight ends are pretty good, too. So, like we said, a game like this, man, it's all hands on deck. If you got to get as many healthy bodies available for Sunday as possible with everything that's on the line. And, you know, the Titans, talking to the players, you know, they know what's at stake, but I think they're keeping things in perspective in terms of, you know, we don't want to get too high or too low. We just want to focus on, you know, as the old saying goes, going 1-0 this week, which we understand. But I think Vrabel's got these guys focused, not looking too far ahead. Just win the game on Sunday and move on from there. So I'm no different than anybody else. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this game unfolds on Sunday.
Texans are 3-point underdogs, meaning with the home field for the Titans, meaning it's a pick 'em mm-hmm. game on a neutral site. So that's about right. These two teams are pretty even, and I don't think the Denver game will have anything to do with this game.
No.
for the Texans.
No. Listen, Texans are going to come in with a little bit of mad on them because
mm-hmm.
they were embarrassed at home. by a sub-500 Denver Bronco team. So, yeah, you can't say, well, you know, the Texans got beat by the Broncos, so that means the Titans are going to be able to do whatever they want on Sunday. I agree with you as far as that point goes. They're going to come in motivated, ready to play. You know, O'Brien will have those guys, you know, focused, ready to go. So it's just going to be, you know, a battle of attrition, a war of attrition, if you will. And the team that executes the best, doesn't turn the ball over, et cetera, is going to win.
Predators on a bit of a roll here lately. They are in Buffalo tonight, 6 o'clock. They got the Stars at home Saturday. They go to the Garden on Monday for the Rangers and then the Islanders on Tuesday. But in Buffalo tonight, and Buffalo's a pretty good team, aren't they, Charlie?
They're good at home, too,
yeah,
right, Charlie?
Yep. Home, they're 9-3-3. And right now, you know, they're 3 points better than the Preds over in the Atlantic. They're in second place, 10 points behind the Bruins. But who in the NHL isn't 10 points behind the Bruins with the great start that they've had? Listen, this Buffalo Sabres team has scored 101 goals already this season. You want a measuring stick game? Go back to their last game, the St. Louis Blues. They're pretty good. Would you guys agree with that one?
Yeah, they got some hardware recently.
They beat the St. Louis Blues 5-2 on their home rink the other night with their backup goaltender, Linus Ullmark. So, for the Nashville Predators, they've certainly got their work cut out for them. You can't take this light. It's not the Buffalo Sabres that you'd remember from the last couple of years when they were starting to compile all of this youth and all of this talent, and it looks like they're finally starting to put it together. It all starts with Jack Eichel, already 44 points on the season, 20 goals scored. He is a dynamic, impressive young man, and they followed up with another dynamic rookie in Olofsson. After 32 games skated, he's got 28 points this season. So both of them would be the lead scorers on the Nashville Predators team. Carter Hutton still on this team, probably going to get the start tonight. So Pekka-Rinne versus Carter Hutton is what I expect in net. And fellas, I don't know if you caught this because it was a little bit late last night in the box scores, but the Nashville Predators are chasing someone else in the Central Division all of a sudden, as the Colorado Avalanche have passed the St. Louis Blues now at 43 points.
Wow.
So the Preds, 10 points out of first place, but still 2 games less played than the first place Colorado Avalanche. St. Louis 1 point behind, then Winnipeg and Dallas in the pack.
Yeah, they're just sort of chipping away at the hole they dug. Is that a fair way of assessing it? That's just, you're not going to get 6 points in one game, obviously. But
I told you.
Yeah.
Pro sports is parody and copycatting. And last year when the St. Louis Blues went to last place and then worked their way up and won a Stanley Cup, so all the Preds need to do now is make a coaching change. go ahead, go on a run, win the Stanley Cup. And this time next year, we'll be talking about how, man, I can't believe the Preds are 1 point out of first place in the Central after the incredible run they've been on.
Right.
You're right, though, Greg. You're right. I'll stop being funny. They've dug their way out of it. Since the calendars flipped from November to December, you can pick whatever number sample size you want. People seem to get irritated when you say they've done this in the last 5 or this in the last 8. They think you're cherry picking. So what I'm going to say is the month of November was the worst month of Nashville Predators hockey that hopefully they have this season, and December has begun to correct some of that, and now they've got an opportunity. They're going to have a lot of road games coming up before this Winter Classic. They've got Buffalo tonight, a one-night stand in Buffalo, Johnny Nashville. That's something a lot of people regret some in their life. So,
you know what? I can neither confirm nor deny that, having lived in Buffalo for 4 years.
The one thing you can confirm, it was cold,
yep,
and it was miserable this time of year, and people wanted to get out as quickly as possible.
But the good news is, two things. Number one, the wings are phenomenal. And number two, the bars stay open till 4 a.m. Eastern.
They have those wings to go up there?
Oh, absolutely.
So the Preds can get a nice order of wings, get on the plane, and get back to Nashville.
You can get wings anywhere.
What's the place that invented them, though? They claims to be the place.
Anchor Bar.
Yeah, the Anchor Bar. I went there.
The original Buffalo Chicken. But here's the thing, and I know we're getting off on a tangent.
Yeah,
often. Because as we tend to do, that's probably the fourth best wing in Buffalo. You know, and they're good. They're real good. The best place is Duff's out in Amherst. I really like Cole's on Elmwood Avenue. I used to go there a lot. My rugby team used to go there a lot. But, Frank and Teresa's, home of the original Buffalo Chicken Wing, I should say, since like 1930-something. So
yeah, I went.
Google it.
That's the one that claims, you're a tourist. My first time there, I had to go there.
You got to go there. If you go to Buffalo, go to the Anchor Bar and get wings.
You know, we need to check in, get Pete, to have him say where he thinks the best wings are.
He would know.
He lived up there for
a long time. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
You were on a roll there, and I started talking about food. Sorry. My bad.
So what are we eating?
today,
what are we doing here?
Today is buy a dozen and get the next dozen for a dollar.
Don't encourage them.
At Krispy Kreme.
Don't encourage Clay. Don't encourage people to bring you donuts.
I'll pay the dollar.
We're not doing this.
I'll split it with you. No, all right. I'm in for 50 cents.
No. Bring us egg whites and turkey sausage.
Protein.
Yes.
And some potatoes.
So, Predneck Nation, correct? We'll get the replay this afternoon, right?
No. It's on SoundCloud, it's on iTunes, and it's
like,
all done.
Like I said, it's the only place to get it. What do we got tonight? Bandy women's basketball?
I don't know, but we got something. It's not me. You know, if it's not me, I have zero concern about what it is.
But you
being
know what?
A diagnosed megalomaniac means I have no concern about anything else outside of myself.
But
Thank
I love
you.
The fact that you own that.
I should.
Well, there's nothing Charlie. On the calendar hour. If anybody wants to do this, go to WNSR.com and you can click on the calendar page, and it has all of the games that we have, all the things that we have all month long there.
Very cool.
And I don't see anything tonight. So just that's why I asked.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to actually on Saturday is Tennessee versus Memphis in college basketball. I was, you know, reading the Tennessean article about the little beef between Rick Barnes and Penny Hardaway that started last year, and So there's some good back and forth there. I'm looking forward to that game on Saturday as we look ahead here. But
start transitioning into, that they should play that every year.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when it was Bruce Pearl and John Calipari.
Oh, my goodness.
That was when it was at its peak.
Right.
You know,
you weren't watching the game. You're just watching the two coaches.
Yeah, those two go back, right. go back at each other. So.
But I just find it interesting because, you know, Rick Barnes is kind of he doesn't seem like a guy that wants the smoke, as the kids like to say. He's a pretty, you know. Pretty reserved guy, older guy, but
he's calculating.
Yes, he does. He knows when to get his digs.
He's been around enough to know.
Doesn't it feel like he kind of gets under Petty's skin a little bit?
and he's jabbing. Yeah. He's dancing and jabbing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, a little rope-a-dope action.
Yeah. So unlike Spurrier, he just hits you over the head. Right. Back in his day when he was giving Tennessee grief.
But you know,
everything.
I think it's great. There's a little bit of smoke there, and obviously it's an in-state rivalry, and both teams are pretty good. You know, yep.
I've got huge issues with the James Wiseman Penny Hardaway deal.
Yeah. Where are you at with that?
I'll leave it. I'm.
You're not leaving nothing at nothing. It's a sports talk show. We got till 11 o'clock to fill.
Yeah. I think it's dirty as dirty can be. How about that?
Oh, fair enough.
All right.
That's a good, strong opinion. Thank you for bringing that onto the radio.
Hot take, ladies and gentlemen. Hot take.
Well, it's not a hot take. I think a lot of people agree with
me.
If you look at it, it's it stinks to high heaven. So, anyway. All right, let's take a break, and we'll figure out what we're doing. Again, Walt Well, we know what we're doing. We're talking. Walt Wells at 1025, McGavick, played at Austin Peay, coached around here. His brother was David Wells, you know, coached down at Blackman.
Mm-hmm.
And good for him. He's worked. He was at Tennessee with Butch Jones. He's been at Kentucky. And he's really, he was coached for Roy Kidd back at Eastern Kentucky 20 years ago, the legendary Roy Kidd, and so I sent him a text. I said, I can't pull for EKU because, you know, I'm a WKU and TSU, you know, I said I will pull for him.
So, there you go.
You know, but I can't pull no way for Eastern Kentucky. I used to line when I talk about Eastern Kentucky to Richmond. I would ask him if they've got running water. Is there indoor plumbing yet?
That's low-hanging fruit,
you're
from Kentucky.
Yeah, but I'm not from Eastern Kentucky.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. It's kind of like with me with Notre Dame football. I can't stand Notre Dame football, but they're starting running back. Tony Jones Jr., his dad is one of my best friends, and I held him when he was a baby, and now he's playing running back at Notre Dame. So I don't really root for Notre Dame, but I root for him.
But you want him to do well.
I want him to do well, yes.
But often, if Walt does well, it could be at the expense of TSU, because he's going to come in here and recruit this area.
For sure.
He's been recruiting this area for years, for all the places he was. He was at Florida State. Mm-hmm. He was at South Florida with Willie Taggart. So, anyway.
Hey, Taggart found himself a job.
Yeah, FAU. The musical chairs keep on rolling, don't they?
Well, as a Florida State fan, I love Willie Taggart, but he's not the coach.
No,
I think he'll do well at FAU.
I could have told you that. I've known Willie from his Western playing days.
He'll do well at FAU.
Yeah. I think that Florida State, or even before that, Oregon, those were both over his head a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think.
All due respect.
He's a fellow Hilltopper. So, he's been nice to me, but I just didn't think it was a good hire. But anyway, that's strong opinion number two.
Hot takes.
All right, let's take a break. You want to call us, please do. Right here in the Gog and Coldall studio, 615-844-5600.
You know when you got to be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency, so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric. What are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation, 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you curl up on the couch in a fetal position and cry at cheesy movies, even though you've seen them 1,000 times and have all the lines memorized.
You and me. And also you with me.
And you and I.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the tear-filled comfort zone you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunny skies, and we're going to get up to 53 today. Cloudy tonight and down to 35. Could see rain tomorrow as we wrap up your work week. Otherwise, cloudy skies, not as warm. We'll get up to 50. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. It's the best, worst show in radio history. And you like us. You really, really like us.
Gog and Coldall Studios, Crazy Charlie. John Burton, Greg Pogue, all presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Gog and Cold. Visit gogandcold.com. Coldest team in town. 53 degrees today. Damn heat wave coming
through. Yeah. Short sleeves, tank tops.
Get a tee time. I know a lot of people that won't play golf if it's below 50.
Yeah.
And a wind chill. They just won't do it. And I'm one of them.
And on the opposite side of that, you know, some real golf freaks that will play in virtually any kind of weather. It could be a blizzard. It can be, you know, a rainstorm. It could be 20 degrees out. Well, that's a little extreme. But you know where I'm going here.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of what you acclimate to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 615-844-5600, if you want to give us a call, talk about that. NHL coach bites the dust. Mm-hmm. Pete DeBoer was fired yesterday after losing to the Preds. That was their fifth loss in a row. Bob Bugner. Were you here when Bob Bugner played for the Predators?
Well, I'll do you one better. I was in Buffalo when he played for the Sabres.
Well, you one-upped me.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Good guy.
I remember when he scored his first NHL goal, our buddy Pete Weber about had a heart attack.
Yeah.
He was calling the game for radio, and Bob scored his first NHL goal.
Mm-hmm.
He was not obviously known as a goal scorer during his career, and he just went nuts. He was like, "Stop the game! Bob Bugner has just scored his first NHL goal." It was a seminal moment.
Pete Weber there, huh?
Yep.
Okay, but yeah, of course he was a head coach of the Panthers for a couple years. Back on the staff with DeBoer with that. So we've had a Devils coach fired.
Yep.
And a Stars coach fired, and now a Sharks coach fired.
Yeah, and the Sharks obviously were really, really struggling, and you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, that's
can't fire the players.
You can't fire the players. Well said.
Calgary and Toronto as well.
Okay.
You're so leaving them out. Yeah. Well, so, five head coaches have been fired since the Detroit Red Wings last won a hockey game.
You know.
There you Charlie, go. You want to pile on? Pile on.
I mean, that was good.
It's
that
funny
good.
You mentioned that, Charlie, because you look, I mean, the Red Wings were they were like the Patriots, you know, in the 90s.
And you know what they did to keep that dynasty going? Put so much money into the top end to keep it rolling that eventually it all had to come crumbling down. They are
Nick Lidstrom, Henrik Zetterberg, all those guys.
You know the names. Yeah. You know every one of those names. Those contracts make New York Knicks salary cap hell look pleasant.
Yeah.
The Detroit Red Wings are just going through what every franchise who ends up being a dynasty has to go through. If you want to keep those world-class players, you have to pay, and they paid, and now they're paying.
Mm-hmm.
So the Wings are made up of a bunch of mid-carders and young talent and draft picks, and that's what they're going to be for a couple of years. They are in full rebuild mode. There's a reason that their head coach hasn't been fired. Think about that for a minute.
Sure.
For all of the different reasons coaches have been let go on ice, off ice, disciplinary personnel, all kinds of issues. For all the reasons coaches have been let go this season, the Wings coach has not been let go for his team's poor play, and you've got to figure that the ownership, the general manager, and everyone understands it's just going to be like this for a while. So you never want to see your team go through a massive, long losing streak like that, especially a prideful group like the Wings are. And let's not forget, there's a lot of Pred Wing fans that still exist. It's a term that we don't use very often because 20 years later, you should have probably traded in one jersey for the other, but many people still haven't. Now with the Wings being in the Eastern Conference, it's easy to have that dual loyalty of the Preds are my Western team and the Wings are my Eastern team.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy what's going on. The NHL coaching circle, normally one or two by this point at the most, but you typically don't see this type of correction going on around the league. And some of it's for on-ice performance, like Pete DeBoer from San Jose. As a matter of fact, Greg, you should see the quote from the GM announcing his removal as head coach. It's pretty classic. Considering everything that's going on with coaches, all of the suspicions, all of the mystery, all of the rumors and allegations, you know, there's some things going on out there. So the GM made it clear that it had nothing to do with that. It was on-ice performance. But
right.
Some of these other coaches, of course, Calgary, they lost a head coach due to off-ice issues that stem from a decade ago, as we see a correction, verbal, physical, racial abuse that has taken place over the course of hockey is now all being brought to the forefront at pretty much the same time, and it's being rectified. I don't want to make it light and say something like hockey's having a coaching Me Too moment, but if you needed a simplification and explanation, that's exactly what's happening right now. And head coaches, they should never be physically, verbally, or racially abusive towards anyone in the organization. Just because you're a premier athlete and you get paid to play a game doesn't mean you don't have the same rights as everyone else that goes to work every single day.
There you go.
And here locally, of course, Peter Laviolette had to be on the defensive late last week about some alleged abuse or
that's
whatever
getting out
going
in front
on.
Of it.
Yeah.
Listen, that video is famous. Peter Laviolette even made mention in the article that he has watched the video and thought it was kind of funny, but suddenly...
I was actually there that day when he spoke to me. I had no idea any of that was going on.
Yes.
And we happened to be there, and he was kind of... Like you said, he got out in front of it.
Suddenly, when things start to change and acceptable behaviors from the past are no longer acceptable, the best thing to do is explain what you may have been involved with. Get out in front of it. Now, the statement that was put out sounded awfully lawyered up, and I get concerned when I see things like that.
Right.
But he's getting out in front of it. The video, everybody has seen it. And if you haven't, look up Peter Laviolette, Vili Lano. If you don't know how to spell Vili Lano, look up Peter Laviolette Punch. What Peter Laviolette's explanation is, that's not what my eyes see.
Okay, yeah, because his
explanation
he said he was trying to
hit his own hand.
Like, come on, guys, let's get going.
Okay.
Type thing.
And that's a great explanation when you read it. But you watch the video with your own eyes and you tell me what you see. Nicked a player's helmet while making a punching motion? That sounds an awful lot like punching a player in the helmet. But that's just me, and there's a reason that a lengthy, lawyered-up statement was put out in advance of some of these other things that are going on around the league. Do I think Peter Laviolette is in any trouble? That's what this comes down to. No. I do not believe that that video, that particular moment with Vili Lano in Philadelphia is going to lead to the downfall of Peter Laviolette's head coaching career like it has some others around the league. But it's a concerning moment, and we did laugh about it for a long time, but it is a head coach, and he is making a fist, punching at something, but connecting with the back of the player's helmet while he is gesticulating in a very frustrated manner at his team during a timeout. So, I don't think that this is going to come back in any significant form as far as Peter Laviolette losing a job, but it was important enough that the Nashville Predators organization, the head coach himself, and whatever attorney was involved thought they should put out a full statement about something that happened 10 years ago with another franchise in another city.
Mm. Interesting.
Could he get away with what you're watching? He couldn't get away with that today, could he?
No, I don't believe so.
Yep.
And listen,
there's no way.
Peter Laviolette's a fiery head coach, like many head coaches are. But there's a line between fiery and physical or verbal abuse, and I am glad players are taking that power back. Head coaches have all of the power over a player's career and life. If a guy is a good player, but for some reason they just don't gel personality-wise with the head coach shouldn't be allowed to use some sort of bias just to keep him out permanently. Look, this is a big, big change in the way we used to think about coaches and the way we will think about coaches moving forward. So what I am saying right now may sound a little, whoa, where are you going with all of this? What I'm saying is everyone who goes to work has rights.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you get to play a game as your job for a living doesn't mean your rights stop at the door. So if there are coaches who take it too far and they hit players behind the scenes or in front of cameras, that needs to be corrected immediately.
Right.
If they are using racial slurs to motivate players, well, that has to be stopped immediately.
Right.
There's no place for that type. Hockey is for everyone is what they like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the head coaches should be acting the same way and treating their players appropriately. So anywhere, any coach, if there is physical, verbal, or racial abuse against the players, then they have a claim, they have rights, and they should be protected and defended just like any of us would be.
Do we know what happened with Dallas?
They will not say anything at this point. The statement they released initially is the only statement that has come out so far. I have read a couple of rumors that I think have some weight, and I've seen some speculations that may be trending towards getting some information, but none of it that I'm comfortable saying on the air.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You know, you talk about the power that coaches have. Apparently, that's what the deal is between, you know, Laviolette and Kyle Turris.
Seems that way.
I did a little bit of digging on that and, you know, asked around a little bit. And from what I understand, it's just a matter of you know, coach and player just flat out don't like each other.
It seems that way.
You know, that's what I was able to gather. You know,
and Kyle Turris's statements after the game where he returned would lend to that evidence and that digging that you've been doing, where he said, "I'm the same player now and I'm always going to be the same player." That sounded a lot more like a challenge towards some things that had been said his way, perhaps behind the scenes and perhaps off camera.
Right.
And he was making sure, with while maintaining professionalism, to get his point across that you think I'm great right now. Well, I'm the same player today that I was last year, that I've always been, and I'm always going to be. But for some reason, you found it fit to keep me out of the
translation
lineup.
I'm not getting the opportunity because X, Y, and Z.
Correct.
But and that's basically what I heard. Just coach and player just don't like each other, and you know, that's where we are.
I want to keep tracking your information on that. And Greg, just one last thing about the Dallas Stars. Just a curious coincidence, timing, maybe dismissed as whatever you want, but the NHL behind the scenes documentary crew for the Winter Classic started filming just a couple of days before Dallas made a head coaching change. Not speculating anything, but with a lot of extra eyes, a lot of extra cameras, and a lot of strangers around the background behind the scenes, was something witnessed, was something overheard, and with the quickness of an investigation that went from Sunday to Tuesday morning, how quickly do teams do investigations that often? Not very. There must have been some piece of evidence that was easily seen or heard that allowed the Dallas Stars, because, you know, they have to protect themselves as well.
Sure.
That's why we go through allegedly, and we're in an investigation phase.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really do that for more than 24 hours, and the head coach was fired, and we have exactly one statement so far that it has nothing to do with on ice. It has to do with his conduct, and it goes against the team and their culture. So, just curious, just track that type of thing. I've been doing a little digging too, John. I have a strange feeling a camera crew might have picked something up.
That seems like a strong possibility.
People,
a lot of people,
TV,
a lot of people are. Well, think about it. John knows this. When they do things like that, when they bring in a crew behind the scenes, there's a lot of people mic'd up.
Yep.
So that they can get the audio they need, so they can hear the proper things they need. Who knows what a hot mic might have overheard.
Exactly. And the agreement is you're given all access. You know, you're granted all access.
And these people aren't there to, quote, protect the business.
No.
Or protect the boys or the coach or anything else. So if they witnessed something or heard something, they would have gone immediately to somebody to let them know about
it. That's a great point.
And I just think we should track that, because with how coincidence and timing it is that that crew suddenly showed up on the scene, how quick this investigation went, and a team that's building towards the Winter Classic, doing good in the standings. And frankly, this head coach is in his second year, where last year they made the playoffs and they beat the Preds in the first round to go to the second round. So the on-ice play, there was no reason, no justification, and the statements by the team say it was something that did not happen with the on-ice play of the team. So we'll keep tracking it. Of course we will.
Absolutely.
Keep digging.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you want to give us a call? We're open to the top of the hour. 615-844-5600.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, guys. Good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro, Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. This month, try the delicious chicken parmesan sub with fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
In a world of corporate giants, it's nice to know there's a locally owned full-service pharmacy here to take care of you and your entire family. Harding Pharmacy is dedicated to meeting their customers' needs with the highest level of service. Have your prescriptions transferred or your next one filled at Harding Pharmacy, where they also offer free delivery. Harding Pharmacy, your fast and friendly family pharmacy, is easy to find at 4120 Nolensville Pike, just south of Harding Place, next to the post office.
It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue here in the Goggin Coat Hall Studios, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Kitchen Notes, I'll tell you about what's going on a little bit later on the show, what they've got happening over there with their biscuits and everything. The Titans on Sunday with the Texans in town. The Sharks, we were just talking about that as well. The Predators and Sabres tonight, their only visit to Buffalo, and then the Stars back here. And then the Stars what is that? That's 2 weeks from tomorrow, 3 weeks from tomorrow. No, 3 weeks from yesterday, right? The Winter Classic, right? Three weeks from yesterday.
Why don't you just January say New 1st. Year's Day?
Yeah, New Year's Day. I was just trying to figure.
Instead of trying to do the math, tell everybody the point that they recognize, New Year's Day.
Yeah, New Year's Day. And Christmas is before that.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Normally it is, and then we'll have New Year's
Christmas
Day.
Of 2019 is before that, Greg. All other Christmases are after that date, though.
That's true. Except
that's true.
Or the ones we've had.
Interesting how that works.
That was my Adam Archuleta impersonation. Best color guy in the business, yep. Man. I'm telling you right now. You guys talk about Tony Romo just blabbing and blabbing and blabbing from 10 seconds before the snap till after the play is over. Archuleta just goes,
It's going to be a run to the right here, Jim. I'm telling you, he's checking out of the play. They're blitzing.
Is that what's coming
Ball's
up?
Ball's got to come out quick.
Is that coming up for us this weekend?
Yeah. We got Tony Romo and Jim Nance and Tracy Wilson.
Yeah, the A team's in town.
Yeah, it's the big national game for CBS.
And if I'm not going to that game, I'm going to need somewhere to watch that game. Anybody got any suggestions?
Well, Charlie, let me. I might have.
Are you
going to
school me
on
something?
I might have the answer for you. You can watch the game on News Channel 5 Sunday at noon in spectacular high definition. So.
I follow them at NC5 on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes.
I get a lot of good weather, traffic, and sometimes even sports information. There's this guy over there named John Burton.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
He's good. You know him? He's good.
He's okay.
He's good. Wow. I'm telling you, he's good. Last night he had Showtime Eric Young on this full hour long sports
line on News Channel 5 Plus.
It's a little early.
Well, you were.
It's never too early to plug News Channel 5. Okay. You go to newschannel5.com for all your latest news, weather, and sports information. Download the News Channel 5 mobile app. It's free, and you can take News Channel 5 with you wherever you go. And you can also follow me on Twitter at JohnBurton32, at NC5_JohnBurton.
I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to get over here on Twitter and give you a follow.
Don't delay. Do it today.
Do it today. Boy. Greg, what do you got?
I'll get a shot for it. Don't worry.
Can you get it soon? And you might want to make it a double.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Oh, that kind of shot. No, okay, yeah. Fine. We'll get go outside. Hey, let me tell you about Kitchen Oats. Omni Nashville Hotel, love Kitchen Oats.
Yes.
Breakfast 6:30 to 11, lunch 11 to 2, supper 5 to 10, Sunday brunch 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. Christmas, what they've got planned is just off the chart as usual. And you know, the holidays still, if you need a place to have a quick business holiday meeting or any kind of business meeting or a family get-together, and you want to do it somewhere nice, the Quarter Note and the Half Note are easily reserved at KitchenOatsNashville.com. You can take advantage of all the great food they've got. They always with that biscuit bar. Buttermilk and gluten-free is always on the menu, always with a sweet. And today, brown sugar and raisin, and then savory cheddar chive is what's going on with the biscuits there today. And, of course, complimentary valet parking. I don't know if I can hit people over the head enough with this one.
Yeah.
Complimentary valet parking. I go downtown quite a bit to do my jazz show. I'll tell you about that next hour.
You have a jazz show?
Yeah, we'll do that. We're not going to get that in the middle of the Kitchen Notes spot, okay?
Gotcha. Fair enough. Continue.
But I recorded it yesterday, my Christmas special with Jeff Coffin.
Nice.
While I'm dropping names of the Dave Matthews Band. Anyway, he's actually stayed at the
Back to the
Omni
Kitchen
National
Notes.
I love Kitchen Notes. Complimentary valet parking. Complimentary valet parking. Complimentary valet parking. KitchenNotesNashville.com is the website. Hey, give us a call, 615-844-5600.
The award-winning Bob Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year, fun is calling. With holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find. So celebrate for just a while with holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like... Is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No. Do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games?
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holiday celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at
at Nash Sports Radio.
Twitter
at Nash Sports Radio.
SoundCloud
at Nash Sports Radio.
Facebook
at Nash Sports Radio.
Or search your app store for WNSR.
20 years of sports.
Anytime, anywhere.
From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Download the WNSR app and listen to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show anywhere.
You want to give us a call? More than welcome to with that. Looks like Garrett Cole with his $324 million, he's going to also get his own catcher. That's pretty cool, isn't it? That I'm coming, and you're paying me $324 million. By the way, this is the catcher I want you to sign.
Right, this is my personal caddy. Yeah.
Well, no, Martin Maldonado, I've really liked him over the years. He was actually came up through the Brewers, I believe, and had some really good years with them. But yeah.
Rendon signs with the Angels, $245 million, not as much as the $324 million. So
get him out of the National League.
I guess he won't eat out as much. He'll have to somehow scrape by on $245 million.
I tell you, Rendon.
He's a heck of a ball player now. Yeah.
This past year, I would have voted him MVP.
Yeah.
And I don't have been, obviously with Christian Yelich, I think if he hadn't got hurt, he would have been probably 2 years a row in the Dodgers center fielder who won the MVP. I'm drawing a blank, but I had no problem.
Bellinger?
Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger. Yeah.
I have no problem with him either. But Rendon, man,
he's a problem.
He's a stud.
He's a problem for opposing teams.
And I'm glad he's gone to the American League.
$245 million, and what a year he's having, right? Wins the World Series, and now he signs this monster contract to go play in the American League where the pitching maybe not as good as the National League. He's going to be in a decent lineup there. He's going to see a lot of good pitches, and so he's going to be playing with Pujols and Trout and the boys.
Something to bring up, while the American League seems to be getting very, very top-heavy all of a sudden with a couple of the signings, if Garrett Cole is going to have his own personal catcher for the New York Yankees, that means Gary Sanchez is going to be swung probably around to DH at least a significant portion of the time. You got to figure Garrett Cole is going to be the number one going into the season, which means he'll get the most starts out of anyone in the rotation.
Sure.
So if Gary Sanchez has to be flipped over to DH, which fine, guy can hit the ball just as good as anybody out there, but that suddenly creates another problem that the Yankees already had last year. Now, listen. Giancarlo Stanton will probably be injured by the second week of the season, which will alleviate the pressure.
By the second day of spring training.
Yeah, which will alleviate. Well, then he'll come back and he'll play the first two games of the season. Then he'll
play an inning and then he'll get hurt again.
So what I'm trying to get to is
strain pick.
If Giancarlo Stanton somehow finds a way to be healthy, and I really, really doubt that that's going to happen, he's odd man out with the New York Yankees yet again this year because there's nowhere else to put him. They've got every position on the field taken care of. They've got guys on the bench that are already too many to deal with. So if you're a National League team out there and you want Giancarlo Stanton, I suggest you shoot Brian Cashman a text. He's probably ready to deal, and he will probably take minimal return just to clear that massive, massive salary and the black hole that is Giancarlo.
Yeah. I was so excited when they traded for him a couple of years ago. I'm thinking him and Judge in the lineup. My goodness. The Twin Towers.
You pen it in for 100 home runs and walk away with the World Series title and say we're done.
Right.
But no, it really looks like Giancarlo Stanton is not going to have a place to play in New York. And I mean,
which is mind blowing when you think about it.
It truly is.
Former league MVP, 50 home run guy.
So again, if you're a baseball GM out there looking for a power hitting left fielder that can sometimes be healthy, Giancarlo Stanton seems to be available suddenly.
Yeah,
as well as most of the Boston Red Sox.
Give Magic Johnson a call. He'll bring him out to the LA. Sure.
Hey, listen, that warm weather out there, drier weather, might help him. Might help those legs.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined.
You just got it out of your head.
I know. Now it's back.
And now it's back for another day. It's always the worst.
We may have to bump back with that song, by the way.
No. We're not doing that. You want to live with it for the next month? It's Christmas time, man. Get a Christmas song stuck in your head.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Fair enough, indeed.
Silver bells. There you go. You'll be singing that all day.
Yep.
As well.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
Hey, we can make a couple bucks caroling out there on the corner around a barrel fire, my friend.
Y'all didn't know I could sing, did you?
I've seen the beginning of Rocky.
Still don't.
I know how to make that money. Let's go out in front of Phono Lux with a barrel fire.
Take you back. Do 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 do. Take you back.
Oh, now you're going to get me into a conversation about Spider Rico.
Spider Rico was a bum. No, Spider Rico is pretty good fighter, you know.
I'm getting
boy. Listen, this show's off the rails.
Really, I'm out of y'all's way. Y'all are speaking. I don't know.
Help us, Greg. Save us, Greg.
I will if y'all speak English. I would.
If you'd watch a movie once in a while, maybe you'd know something. I mean, we're only talking about a movie from 40 years ago.
Exactly.
Best you don't know Rocky?
I know Rocky.
I was going to say, come on. Rocky's first opponent in the film series was Spider Rico. That's who he's talking about when he's walking around Philadelphia.
You're right. He's got the little racquetball and he's bouncing it up and down. Never mind. You're just looking at me like I'm nuts. Fair enough.
Yeah, I got you, hey, John. I got you.
The great part is we got another hour of this to go.
All right, I'm going to go drive around and call in.
WNTC Drakesboro.
On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The House Judiciary Committee is meeting again, debating the articles of impeachment that have been drawn up against President Trump. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
I now call up H. Res. 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors. For purposes of markup and move that the committee report the resolution favorably to the House. The clerk will report the resolution.
At that point, the clerk began reading the articles of impeachment against President Trump. After that, Ranking Member Doug Collins spoke up.
It is interesting to me that this time has become the issue.
I've made my ruling in the point of order. Does the gentleman wish to appeal the ruling of the chair?
I would like for the
does
sake
the gentleman
of history,
wish to appeal?
I'd like for the sake of history, does, the chairman take one more
does the,
minute.
Does the gentleman to wish to appeal the ruling of the chair? Well, yes or no?
Yes.
The committee could vote on the articles of impeachment as soon as today. The polls are open across Great Britain in an election focused primarily on the future of Brexit. This is ABC News.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Goodbye 2019, goodbye Windows 7. Dell's holiday sales are the perfect time to say hello to 2020 and a Windows 10 upgrade. Save big on their latest business computers powered by Intel Core processors. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top-brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a small business technology advisor to help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/business deals.
His favorite bourbon, her favorite bottle of wine. Magic moments begin at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. Whether hosting a party or just looking for a nice bottle of wine for dinner, you can't go wrong with Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, with an impressive array of wine and spirits to choose from. How many times have you been in a supermarket, wandering up and down the wine aisle, getting more confused and frustrated by the minute? When you ask for help, they know less than you do. Tim Brinkman and the staff at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits will make you feel welcomed and appreciated. They have a passion passion for personal service to help you make the best selection for your specific taste and budget. The originator of local bourbon tastings, there's always opportunities to discover new spirits and wines. Looking for gift ideas? They can assist you with suggestions for all occasions. Rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located at 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good. Better. Brinkman's.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Greg Polk and John Burton, WNSR.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Greg Polk and John Burton Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
who wants to party?
On the radio.
On the
They're a bunch of drama queens that spend an hour talking and 20 minutes jumping around while close up.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hold it!
Call now at 844-5600.
We are created to serve a singular purpose for which we will go to any length to fulfill.
Now, here are your hosts, Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Walt Wells, he is the new Eastern Kentucky football coach. Of course, was on the staff at UT in Kentucky, New Mexico State, South Florida, my alma mater, Western Kentucky. He was up there for quite some time with Willie and went with Willie to South Florida. And, of course, McGavick and my good buddy Big Joe's best friend. So I will have Walt.
Big Joe has friends?
Well, apparently this one has stood the test of time. Yeah.
Good for him.
So, but happy for Walt to finally get that head coaching opportunity.
Yeah.
And so he's a good man, and he's paid his dues. I mean, and so he's familiar with Eastern Kentucky. And anyway, got a quiz for you. Okay. Who is leading the AFC in tackles? Who is leading the AFC in tackles?
I'm going to say Rashad Evans.
Zach Cunningham.
I
knew he was having a heck of a year. Of course, the Texans inside linebacker. Former Vandy star.
Yep.
And he has already a career high 114 tackles, and he's sixth overall in the league, meaning there's five players in the NFC in
right.
front of him, but he leads
right.
The AFC. Seven tackles for lost yardage, two fumble recoveries, 1.5 sacks, and, good for him. Former second-round draft pick, and he's a player.
I'll never forget the tackle he made on fourth down in the Georgia game at Georgia. And that was Derek Mason's first SEC road win. Deserved that win. It was Kirby Smart's first year at Georgia, and they got the upset on the road in Athens. And he made a big tackle on a fourth down play to kind of
The one where he jumped over the line of scrimmage, or was that a different time?
I think that was a different time.
Yeah, Vandy fan helped me out.
It was just one of those. He smelled out the play. He knew what was coming. He shot the gap and he made the tackle. And it might have even been on Nick Chubb. I can't remember.
There was one though where he jumped the
I know which one. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Speaking of which, how about Jayon Brown last week?
That's
leaping play. Mm-hmm. I used to watch Troy Polamalu do that all the time with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And it takes a knack because you've got to commit.
Yeah,
but
it's all or nothing. Yeah.
But you got to commit, but then not get the penalty.
Right.
And he had a knack for it, and you'd think that would be easily stopped because you could just change your cadence or your count
sure.
number or whatever.
Yeah,
and he was the best at it. But anyway, I just thought it was cool that, you know, good for him that
he's carved out a really nice pro career for himself. He doesn't get a lot of pub, but he's a solid, solid player for the Houston Texans. And, you know, with the injuries that they've had to some of their key players, J.J. Watt, et cetera, over the years, he's been one of the constants for those guys.
Well, Will Fuller is practicing, but his hamstring just, you know, it's a lingering issue, and it's going to be.
And for a guy like Fuller who's got just ridiculous speed,
he's their speed
that's going to hamper. Even if he plays, he won't be probably at top-level speed, so that's a win for the Titans.
Yeah. The Auburn game, thank you, Joe. He jumped over the center, and the Auburn game didn't touch anyone, and it was in the Auburn game.
Okay.
That was that somebody named Big Joe listening to us and texting us.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of
him. I remember it was one of those, but yeah. And then Will Fuller, you know, it's just day to day. I mean, but boy, you know, and already they've – and their other receiver, he may be the best.
Hopkins.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins.
Nuke Hopkins.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everything you want. The guy plays hard every single down. He never misses a game. He always shows up. You never hear a peep out of him. He's not a whiner or a diva receiver. You know, he makes the most of every target that comes his way. And again, you know, with the Titans still being a little banged up in the secondary, Nuke Hopkins is a problem. And he's had big, big games against the Titans before. So they got to figure out how to contain him.
Don't think Adoree Jackson will be back with a foot injury.
Hopefully LeSean Sims
will
be
back. Yeah, he was out practicing yesterday, so that's encouraging with that. And Vaccaro through the concussion protocol wherever.
I mean, I don't like the idea of Tremaine Brock guarding, Nuke Hopkins one on one. I mean, Logan Ryan can probably handle him. He would probably get that assignment. I don't know if he's going to travel with Nuke Hopkins, you know, wherever he lines up, Logan Ryan would go. That's probably – we'll ask Dean Pease about it today when he talks to the media. I'll be heading there in a little bit.
Yeah, you're getting out early today, right?
Yeah, yep. Heading there in a little bit. The coordinators talk today, so Dean Pease will be made available, as will Arthur Smith and, of course, Mike Vrabel in an open locker room afterwards. So that'll be an interesting question for Dean Pease, how he plans to, you know, we'll see if LeSean Sims is available, but if he's not, will Logan Ryan – you know, again, travel with Nuke Hopkins across the formation.
Also, interesting connection with Whitney Mercilus. Where did Vrabel coach before he became the Titans head coach?
He was the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, and the coached linebackers as well. And he had a huge part in Mercilus, you know, in his development there.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was interesting that they, with that. And get this, Whitney Mercilus is already third in franchise history in sacks, okay? J.J. Watt, here's another quiz. J.J. Watt leads, okay?
Yeah.
And Mercilus is third. Who's second?
All-time
sack leader.
It's Jadeveon Clowney?
Mario Williams.
Mario Williams, yes. Number one overall pick the year VY came out. That was a controversy. I remember that.
But I don't know. Just looking at the Texans, some of the things going on with them. You've got the opportunity, but isn't there somewhere in the back of your mind that I thought it might happen at Oakland, that this team's going to come to earth a little bit and lay an egg or something.
I felt
tighten out.
Titan's going to tighten, right? That's the common frame.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Greg, I really thought if that moment was going to happen, it was going to happen last week. As banged up as they were, they normally don't play well on the West Coast. But even when they were going back and forth in the first half, I really felt like there was a moment where the Titans were going to take control of this game, and they did. And again, we've talked about this. It just feels different this year. You know, I'm talking to players yesterday, and I'll talk to some more today, hopefully. You know, the confidence and the swagger that this team has, it's different from what we've seen in other years. We've seen them have, you know, decent years. Obviously, 2008 was an amazing year up until the playoffs. But, you know, this team, I think, feels like no matter what the situation, we're going to figure it out. And that's scary for opponents. And I thought, if they were gonna tighten the way they've tightened over the years, I thought it was gonna be last week. I didn't feel good going into last week's game. I know you didn't either. you know.
No,
again,
I picked them to lose. I really believe I did too.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Injuries, like I said, West Coast travel, all of that. You know, the Raiders, second to last game in the Oakland Coliseum, they at 6-6 still had, you know, hopes of, you know, getting back in the wild card race as well. So I really thought that was going to be the Titan game that we unfortunately become accustomed to, but it didn't happen. Everything just feels different. But again, you know, we got to see what's going to happen with the secondary, and we got to see if Derrick Henry will at least be able to be effective. He won't be 100% if he plays on Sunday, assuming he does play. So there's some interest, and plus the fact that the Texans, again, they got embarrassed at home last week, and now trust me, the Titans will get Houston's best on Sunday. Bill O'Brien will have that team breathing fire coming into Nissan Stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, and just look at it. But their defense has sort of been, you know, we always think of the Texans, we think of defense. It's 25th overall in the league, 18th against the rush, so middle of the pack there. But and you always think of them throwing the football. They're more of an offense. They're 7th in the league in rushing, 10th in the league in passing. And you just look at Deshaun Watson, his numbers, 3,400 yards, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, an overall rating of 101, which is any time you're in that kind of range. But and Carlos Hyde's a heck of a running back too.
Duke Johnson is a really effective third down back. He's great out of the backfield. He can run between the tackles. You know, he's an effective offensive weapon. They've got good tight ends. And you talk about their defense. I mean, yeah. I mean, that was – nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw a rookie quarterback and Drew Locke coming in and just lighting them up in Houston.
What if it comes down to a field goal game? Doesn't this thing seem like it has the potential to be a 20-17?
Yeah, it
something
does.
Like that old, you know, slobber knocker where they're very physical game.
Sure.
Yeah,
suck up the factor. What's he, 1-5 since he came back?
Yeah, 1-5.
Yeah, 1-4-5, I should say. So, yeah, that's a factor. I mean, you know, special teams can be – look, Titans special teams has come up huge the last couple of weeks. We know what Kern can do. Ty Smith with the blocked field goal return for the touchdown against Indianapolis.
And that was sort of – you look
so
at some of the
you bring
things,
up a good point. Special. This game could come down to special teams. Maybe a missed field goal, maybe a blocked field goal, blocked punt, you know, strategically placed punt in the coffin corner. So, you know, this is going to be an all three-phase game for either team.
Yeah, and I just – a lot of the thing, you know, Brad Power said he thought the Titans were overrated because you look at some of the things that have happened, you know, the blocks and all the different things that – you know, you don't get those. I mean, what was it, Indy? Indy was, was kicking to take the lead.
Right.
You know,
five minutes
to go, and right. It goes the other way.
Yeah. Like you said, that's a 10-point swing right there. I mean, listen.
I don't want to poo-poo what the Titans do. What two poo-poos? The number one thing, that offensive line got healthy. They got playing together. They got Luan, you know, out of purgatory, his 4-game suspension.
Right, Saffold has played a lot better.
When you got Luan right next to you,
right.
You know.
But remember, a few weeks ago, people wanted Saffold out of here, you know.
And
this guy
Jones,
came in, you know, a decent money free agent and all that, and people were like, oh, this guy's a bum, get rid of him, and they're not talking about him anymore, which is good.
Well, and you know, and you go to just who's the guard out of Charlotte? You know, he's every game he plays, you know, he's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nate Davis.
Nate Davis.
Yeah. And Coughlin he seems like he's okay. You know?
Yeah.
And so
Coughlin's been fine.
You know, there's no, you know, coincidence that, you know, the ability to run the football, to set up the play action is what this team wants to do. And,
sure.
And of course, when you have a back like that, and obviously his health is going to be a concern with that hamstring, I think the rest of the year. You know, quite frankly.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, what Vrabel and Arthur Smith want to do if he's not 100%. Like I said, he'll suit up and play on Sunday. I'm pretty confident of that. But you wonder if, you know, are you going to try to ride him even though he's got the bum hammy, or are you going to try to use him as a decoy, you know, set up some play action, try to get some deep shots with A.J. Brown and Corey Davis, you know.
Well, he wants to play. Remember, he kept trying to put himself in the game the other day.
Yeah. And Jonnu Smith could be big in this game, too, the tight end position. Firkser, the tight ends?
Yeah, those Firkser has done more than I ever thought he would.
He really is. He's a very productive.
He's like a cockroach. You can't kill him.
He's very productive. Like, what he does is he's not spectacular. He's not a game breaker. Nobody's going to confuse him with John Mackey or Kellen Winslow. But
John Mackey.
But he's an effective player. He can block and catch a little bit. He's just one of those guys that, he can't hurt you. He can only help you.
John Mackey, of course, the Colts.
Syracuse University.
When he would catch a ball in the open field, instead of going toward the end zone, mm-hmm. he sought out defenders to hit with the ball. He went looking for them.
Yep.
It was the dangest thing.
He was very physical, and unfortunately, that physicality that he played with cost him later in life, unfortunately. But, he was just one of those guys where, he was like a runner. I mean, for as big as he was, the guy had some wheels, and you're right. He loved to lower the shoulder and blow people up, and he was fun to watch. And he went to Syracuse, and obviously I'm from that area, so always got a soft spot for the Syracuse guys.
I Googled John Mackey, and he is the CEO of Whole Foods is named John Mackey.
Ah, there you go. He's doing all right for himself, no?
Yeah, I actually went in Austin. I went in the original Whole Foods in Austin when I was down there a couple years ago.
Is that
ago.
Where it originated?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And it was actually just a little neighborhood market there that got flooded out, and they weren't going to open back up, and the community helped them. It's a good story.
Nice.
Yep. Austin, Texas. Whole Foods.
Great town, Austin, Texas. Love it.
That, you ever read that story about that? They were just a little neighborhood grocery store that featured good things for you,
right?
You
know? Farm to table and all that
stuff, and was just a little neighborhood grocery store. It actually flooded, and they weren't going to reopen. They were just going to go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighborhood rallied, and one thing led to another, another, another. Now they're what do they do a year? How much you don't think they do a year? How many big? Let's see what they're.
I don't know if I want to know. It's just going to make me sad.
His net worth is $100 million. So.
It's not bad. You can live off that.
Yeah, it's not a billion. That's one-tenth of a billion.
Yeah.
Pitiful. All right, let's take a break. Coming up in just a few moments, the new Eastern Kentucky coach, McGavick product, Austin Peay product, just a good guy. A lot of people around here know him, and it's going to be Walt Wells. We'll talk to him right after this, right here on National Sports Radio.
Could you use a little extra money for the holidays? Jackson Hewitt is ready to help. Whether you have unexpected expenses or last-minute gifts to buy, starting December 18th, come in and ask a Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro how you could get up to $500 fast with an early refund advance 0% APR loan by MetaBank. All you need to get started is a pay stub or other proof of income. Find out how we can help you get money on a prepaid card fast before the holidays. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn more. That's JacksonHewitt.com. Terms apply.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call, 615-724-1762, or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
I want you to listen to what is a very important message from my friends at Shield Law Group and my buddy Bill Kaloudis. Your credit report is really important. What if you've been the victim of identity theft, or you have an item on your credit that doesn't even belong to you, or you've been turned down for a mortgage, credit card, car loan, rental housing, job, or insurance? Okay, you get the picture. The credit report is vital. You need it to be the very best it can be. And for a lot of us, we don't even know what our score is. So that's why I bring on ShieldLawGroup.com, my friend Bill Kaloudis, and his phone number, 615-742-8020. You know what? It might be the most important phone call you make all day. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kaloudis.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat.
So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 54 degrees. Chance of showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 38. Showers likely tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's John Waters.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show is presented by the lovely, palatial Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's Greg Pogue, Big John Burton. Lordy mercy. Goggin Coldall Studios. Crazy Charlie.
You almost did it.
I almost did it.
You almost did it.
Almost did it because it's on my mind. Walt Wells, one of our own, McGavick, Austin Peay, good guy. He's been coaching and getting kids out of this area for schools all over the place. Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Florida, New Mexico State. And now he has been named the head coach at Eastern Kentucky. Walt, good morning. Good
morning, Coach.
Having me on.
Hey, Walt, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Right, we got you. Hey, congratulations, Walt. Happy for you, man.
Hey, I appreciate that. I know it's hard for you to say too, being a former topper there.
Well, you know, I can't take WKU out of me, and I'll see you once a year doing the TSU games. I'm happy for you, man. It seems like just a great fit because your experience there back with Coach Kidd, 20 years ago, I guess. Wow, when you first started there, and it's just, and what a great tradition-rich program. I can say it. So anyway, congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. No doubt about it. I mean, Coach Ken, what he built at Eastern Kentucky is probably won't ever be matched. I mean, in a lot of areas, 40 years there, over 40 years as an assistant and a player and a head coach, national titles and coaches of the year and all that. That's a big shoes to fill for all the coaches that have come after him. But it's an honor to be the head coach at what I consider his program, but it's all Eastern Kentucky's program.
Coach, as you venture into the OVC conference, what are your overall impressions of this football conference?
Well, you know, I was watching this year a little bit, and I noticed that the conference has more parity than it has and more competition than it has. And, you know, you had two teams make it to the playoffs and two non-traditional teams that would make it to the playoffs. And that's no disrespect to them, because one of them I played at is Austin Peay, who's having a heck of a run. And I'm happy to see that. And then SEMO. And, you know, then Jacksonville State and Eastern Kentucky and Eastern Illinois. And the conference is just getting more competitive, I think, and which is great for FCS football.
It is, and you mentioned that Jacksonville State had won like 38, 39 conference games in a row, and SEMO beat them last year. And SEMO at large, and you know, the one thing I've started to call Beth DeBush, the commissioner, too bad Beth, because she got two in football last year, got two in football this year, and I obviously Austin Peay playing at Montana State Friday night in the quarterfinals, and
that's right.
And then basketball had two bids as well. The league is really on. I'm a huge OVC BC fan, obviously. The league's on such an uptick. And you're right. I mean, I'm preaching to you, but you look at like a Dwayne Alexander 2 years ago, Tennessee Tech didn't win a game.
And, no doubt. Yeah. Dwayne's done a great job there. And I knew he would when he got the job because Dwayne knows the area. He knows the mid-state. He's a good football coach. All the experience he had at Cumberland and he'll do, you know, he's doing a great job, and he'll continue to.
Now, you're not going to recruit Middle Tennessee, are you?
I was there yesterday. Are you kidding me? I mean, when I was at Tennessee, that's, you know, I recruited it. When I was at Western, I recruited it. Heck, I had Bruno Reagan, who played at Vanderbilt, committed to South Florida. I'm going to recruit Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I figure you don't know anybody around here, do you?
No, not at all.
These past 2 years working at Kentucky, what a special run! And then just to get to that point with a wide receiver at quarterback, with Bowden, that what a great story! And what these 2 years, man, have been and even I think maybe even more this year because of what you had to go through at quarterback.
Yep.
and after everybody you lost to the NFL.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, and it's a credit to Coach Stoops, and I can't say it enough. I said it in my press conference. That guy's a football coach, but he's a great man. And, you know, he's become a really good friend for me. And he brought me in, and you know, I had some job responsibilities, not a whole lot, to be quite honest with you, other than to help wherever I needed to. And we had a situation when I first got there that, you know, we had to address a little bit with one of our coaches and his health. And that John Schlarman is one of the best O-line coaches in the country. He's done a heck of a job there, and he's battling his butt off personally with his health, and you know, we pray for him daily. But it's a great staff, and that's what the culture of the staff is, what's making that change there at Kentucky. And Mark told me, he said, I don't know if I had it right when I first got here. Mitch Barnhart gave him time, and you know, because you know, we played him at Eastern when I was at Eastern in 15 before I went to Tennessee. We played him, and we're one catch away from beating him, and he probably wouldn't be there. And he's told me that. Mm. And that's a credit to what he's done to turn around and get it to 10 wins. And then Eddie Grand with the offense and having two guys go out and two quarterbacks, that is, and take Lynn and put him to work instead of using one of the freshmen and that's probably not ready. And it's just been fun. It's really been fun.
Coach. Well, Wells with us, Eastern Kentucky coach. Sorry, John.
Oh, that's all right. Got to do the reset for those just tuning in. Coach, like you said, you're out on the recruiting trail right now, but looking at some of the players you're going to have coming back, combined with how you hope to recruit during this period, how successful do you hope to be right away? How successful can you be right away?
Well, I think obviously the expectation is to be really successful at Eastern Kentucky, and I embrace those. Back-to-back 7-win seasons, which is nothing to be a, you know, to sneeze at. I mean, Mark did some really good things here, and things just didn't work out. And there's some players here on the roster. Now, we did lose 19. We lost a lot of production on the defensive end and an offensive tackle. And, you know, we got our quarterbacks coming back, and we've got we lost a really productive tailback and a couple corners. So we've got some holes to fill. I've evaluated, you know, before my interview, I evaluated every player and did a write-up on them. And so I know kind of where we got. I don't know them as people. I hadn't seen them in live and in color, but I know where we're at. I feel like we can come in and compete and build on what's been done here the last 2 years.
Well, and Walt, it just seems like what you've done, laying the foundation, you know, from where you started and from Eastern Kentucky, Cumberland, Western Kentucky, South Florida, New Mexico State, Tennessee, Kentucky, that it just seems like every step of the way is built to this.
There's no question. And I thought back, I interviewed at Austin Peay when Will Healy got it. It came down to me and Will, and they chose Will, which ended up being a great selection. And it really worked out best for me because then I went to Tennessee, had the experience, had the 4 years of experience now in the SEC, which really, you know, obviously changes your mindset on how things are done and how you see things. And, you know, being around all the great coaches. I mean, Butch Jones, I know I'm probably going to get crucified for saying that, but Butch is a good football coach and he's a good friend. And I really enjoyed and learned a lot from him. And same thing with Mark Stoops. I mean, Mark, you know, they both are, you know, if you coach in that conference, hits hard. I mean, there's only one guy that's lasted around a long time, and that's Nick. But, you know, it teaches you so many different things. But, you know, I'm not so used to being in that league that when we come down and we don't have private jets to go recruit on and we don't have the budget, you know, that we have, that it's not going to be a culture shock to me. I mean, I do have to go out on the road. Well, I've been assistant for 26 years. I'm used to being on the road. And so that part of it, I think, is a great transition. And I think, you know, at my age now, I probably wasn't mature enough as a football or, you know, coach to head coach wise to be able to take over those programs and be successful. And I think this is the time for me. I think I've seen enough and I'm comfortable with who I am.
Well, and when you said 26 years assistant, I think that's exactly the number of years Rick Stockstill was an assistant before he got the MTSU job. And look what, you know, the job he's done there.
Well,
and, yeah, so
yeah, no doubt. If I can be anything like Coach Stock over there,
yeah,
his stamp's done, and I'll take it right now. And you know, we'll move on because what a really good football coach he is and person. I mean, he reached out to me, sent a great text, and I really appreciated that. You know, I remember watching Brent go through the high school and playing with that knee and in Maryville, and what a great game that was. But Rick's an unbelievable coach and person in my mind.
Walt Wells with us, Nashville's very own, the new head coach at EKU, Eastern Kentucky University, in the OVC. And now, Walt, we don't usually do this in the middle of our interviews, but we had some persistent caller had some
real pain in the butt.
He's a big pain in the butt. But I love him.
Yeah. Only two people going to call. It's either going to be my mom, who's 88. She does. She may not know where the station is, so I figured it's the one and only.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon or morning. Hell, I don't know what time it is.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Big Joe?
What's going on?
Oh, all right, Coach. Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
It's good. I have talked to Walt. I have talked him off the ledges in many, many cities around the country. So I'm finally glad that he's now a head coach at a place that he loves. He's passionate about. He's going to be there a while. So I'm probably more happy for Walt than he's happy for himself. So congratulations.
There ain't no question. I appreciate all those times too. Because you know, this professional, it makes you mentally tough real quick. And you know, you got to fight through a lot of things because you know it just always doesn't work out. The old saying is, the day you get hired is the day you start getting fired. So it's one of those deals. You just got to fight through, and you got to have good friends and a good wife, which I do, and both of them. And I appreciate them so much.
Well, you know, and the one thing apparently during the interview process, that there was no discussion of your days at McGavick running the streets with Big Joe. you know.
Fortunate for me that I knew a couple of people on the committee prior to those days. or after, whatever the word is, you know, they didn't bring up anything of our old Opryland Hotel days or anything like that.
Well, if there had been social media back in the day, a lot of us, and that goes for you, John,
yep,
you, Greg, you, Walt, and myself, we would not be employed today.
Joe,
I don't know what you're talking about. My mom may be listening. I don't know what you're talking about.
My best way to respond to that, Joe, is I played rugby in college. That's all need to be said. Thank goodness it was before social media, camera phones, Twitter, etc.
I don't see. I don't see how these kids do that. I mean, I know they can't live without it, but I don't understand it. I'm a part of it, but it wouldn't have ever worked back in the day.
Is that an adjustment for you, Coach, dealing with these, you know, these young millennials and their Instagram and you know, wanting their brands and stuff like that? Is that a challenge to get these kids to, you know, focus on football sometimes?
Well, I think that is a challenge, but you got to embrace that because it's not going away.
Yep.
And that's one thing that, you know, at Tennessee and at Kentucky, and you know, you learn. You have to have a system, a way to educate these people, these young men, on their social media platform, how to build your brand. We sell that. We're going to build your brand for you, so that you can do it the right way, and we're going to have people do it, you know, help you, guide you through it, so that it doesn't hurt you. I mean, and the biggest one, you know, and we had it at Tennessee, but the most recent one for me is is with and watching Susan Lacks at Kentucky work with Benny Snell on his Snell Yeah, you know, website, Instagram, and it's still with him to this day. And now we've got, you know, the other guys involved with it. You know, Josh ended up having one. We got the big blue wall with the O-line now. It's amazing. You have to embrace it. You have to learn about it, and you have to help these kids enhance that, because it ain't going away. And, you know, I get it. I'm not big into it, but they don't care if I am. They care if they are, and they're brand.
Well, do you think you can get somebody to help Big Joe with his social media stuff?
I think he is. I think Joe is the master of it. I mean, his brand. I mean, look at Big Joe on the go. He's back at it in the mornings again.
What? Hey, Joe, what are you doing these days?
I'm hanging out, man. I'm just trying to collect a paycheck. Hey, I want to coach Wells to tell you about the time in 07. There's two stories. In Western Kentucky, went down to play Florida. I want you to tell the story about when you saw Cam Newton run under the field and the time he trash-talked Tim Tebow on the sidelines.
Well, you know, those probably aren't great things to talk about, but I will. Me and my college roommate were standing on the field, and they were warming up. And you know, I'm the offensive line coach. It's our first transition year in FBS, going to the Sun Belt. And we're playing the defending national champions, Florida Gators. And they're warming up. And my college roommate, who was an executive at FedEx at the time, he's catching punts from their punter. I'm like, what are we doing? You know, and I look out there, and I go, holy cow. I said something different than that. I cleaned it up.
Mom might be listening.
I said, that's Carlos Dunlap. Look at him. I mean, oh, my gosh, we got to block him. I mean, and he's going to crucify David Wolke. He's going to kill him. And my college roommate was saying, no, that's Cam Newton, the backup quarterback. I go, oh, Lord. and then Tebow in his book, you know, the one that claimed the fame that Western had from that year, is Tebow in his book said we were the dirtiest team in college football that he ever played against. One of my you know, the sidelines at Florida are tight. I mean, you come over, there's a bench, and then there's a wall and fans. And Tebow came running over there, and my kid was sitting on the bench, and he, you know, he was running right at him. And Tebow's a big man, so he's not my guy. Wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, and. So he passed that at him, and we got a penalty, and I'm trash-talking him the whole time. Beat 150 to nothing, and here comes a rainstorm to end the game, and we're thinking about waiting it out. And I'm like, no, guys, let's just
call it a day.
Let's get our Chick-fil-A and get out of here.
Get on the buzz. Yeah, David Wolke, a Smyrna kid, you'd evoke that name. I know his mom, Barbara, really well. So,
David's one of the young men that reached out to me when I got the job. I mean, it's amazing how many people you come in touch with. And you know, I had over 700 texts. And I got like 50. You know, of course, a lot of people want jobs and different things. and recruits and parents and all that. It's a different type of good, but it's good, and I'm enjoying it. But David was a heck of a player for us, and you know, it's always fun to recruit Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be down here quite a bit. I'll
be back in January when I got more time.
Yeah, Rod Reed just texted me and said, stay away. So
I can't wait to see Rod. Rod's a good one, too. He's done a heck of a job at TSU. Yeah. Boy, me and Rod played against each other. He was a hell of a player now.
Yeah. Hey, well, happy for you, man. And Big Joe, good luck in your new endeavors, whatever. I don't even know what you're doing these days, but good luck.
Appreciate you, boys. Love you.
All right.
Thanks, Big Joe.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you
Coach.
Hey,
Thanks
see
so
you, Joe.
Be safe, Joe.
Hey, Walt, congratulations, man.
I appreciate y'all having me on. I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot.
All
Thanks
right.
a lot.
Thanks, Walt. Walt Wells, 26 years as assistant coach.
Hey, good things come to those who wait. You know, it's a process.
And you just look at Rick Stockstill. I'm going to look. It was 26 or 28 years. Stock was an assistant coach before Chris Massaro hired him. Mm. And Dr. McPhee. So happy for Walt and that other guy. I don't know who that guy was. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. You heading out?
Yeah, heading out to Titans practice.
Okay.
Coordinators today, Arthur Smith will speak today. Dean Pease will speak today, as will Coach Vrabel and players.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll get a report on that in the morning. Thank you, John. Hey, we're open to the top of the hour. Crazy Charlie, myself right here in the Goggin Coat Hall Studios. Give us a call, 615-844-5600.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rood Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rood HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rood you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rood in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
Bold statement. Saving money with Geico is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a Geico office and yelled, "Someone please help me save some money on car insurance," everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with Geico. It's almost better than sports.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh. B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, at least we give an effort once in a while. It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Gog and Coat Hall Studios, Crazy Charlie, Greg Pogue. John is off over to Titans land for the press conferences, top of the hour with the coaches and the coordinators and everything. So be back tomorrow. Predators and the Sabres tonight, 6 o'clock. They play the Stars on Saturday, Monday night at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, and Tuesday against the Islanders. Are they still in Barclay? I don't know where do the Islanders play, Charlie? Where do they play?
Nobody here cares.
Really?
Nobody cares where the Islanders play.
I do. I'm an East. That's Why? My East Coast team. Cause of Barry.
That's your East Coast team.
Yeah, because of Barry Trotz. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't care. I can't judge how people follow teams. I just like
you can support Barry Trotz, but you're not an Islanders fan.
I didn't say I'm a Barry Trotz fan. Okay. So that's my
team. Lot different than saying the Islanders are your team.
They're my team. They're
my
team.
Don't ever say anything like that in front of me again. I'll start cheering for the St. Louis Cardinals if you do.
Well, if you want to, I can't help you. I can't stop you. I mean, you know, I just like Barry. I mean, that's all. Now, if the Cardinals manager was somebody that you liked and everything, I could understand that.
Who is the Cardinals manager? I don't like him.
He took Matheny's place.
I don't like him.
I don't know.
I don't know who he is. I don't like him. I don't like the Cardinals. I'm just trying to needle you.
Yeah.
I'll be a Cubs fan instead. Well, you seem to dislike them an awful lot.
Yeah, they get under my nerve.
What about Pirates?
They're fine. They're harmless.
So all right. So who can I join? So I can join Bob. No, Bob Cole's with you.
Yeah, Brewers.
All right. So I'm going to make you and Bob mad at the same
Teresa
time.
Teresa Walker's a Cub.
I like Teresa. Maybe I'll join her.
Craig Ladd's a Red fan.
No, I don't like Craig at all.
I don't either. He's moved out to. Like
I don't know what that guy does.
North Alabama.
I don't like anybody who shows up to work before I do. Making me look bad. That's what Craig Ladd does.
But so where do they play? Where do they play?
They're still doing the mix and match thing. They don't have a permanent home yet. They're getting a new arena.
Okay,
they're mostly back at their old Nassau Coliseum, which is about a block from my cousin's house on Cord Lane. So he's still going out there and catching games, has been his whole life, him and his older brother. But they're getting a new arena, and it's good. They need to be out on Long Island. The Brooklyn experiment, for those on the outside who thought it would be great, it's not. It is a highly competitive region, and when you take a team and you say, well, we're only going to move them a few miles away from your neighborhood and into the city, well, people don't like that very much, and the people up there didn't like it. I'm going to tell you something. The Barclays Center treated the New York Islanders like crap.
Really?
You have a professional franchise playing in your building, and you have it set up where the stands are 15 feet over the glass? It made no sense. You have cars in the corner. You have a scoreboard that's over the blue line, not over center ice. It made no sense. All they ever wanted in Barclays Center was concerts and the Nets. And that's what they're going to have moving forward. The Islanders deserve to have their own home out on Long Island. They are a community-based team. The people out there absolutely love them. And nobody off of Long Island cares or likes about the Islanders.
Is it the Rangers, Islanders, Devils? Is the dynamic a lot like do the same people? Let me just do it this way: do the same people like the Rangers and the Devils?
Are there political lines in sports?
Like Yankees and
there's
Mets.
The old ticket and the new ticket.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So like
Yankees, Rangers, Giants.
Okay.
Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the old guard.
Correct. Yeah. And then you go the other way. You've got Islanders, Jets, Mets.
And Nets.
Yeah, clever guys. Really
The Brooklyn Nets.
Did a good job. Well, remember, they were the New Jersey Nets for most of their franchise. And, you know, honestly, they probably should still be. They built that giant Prudential Center over in Newark, and suddenly the Nets decide to leaving the Devils behind in one of the worst, absolutely terrible, most awful cities in all of America. I say that from firsthand experience. That's Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Building the Prudential Center there was dumb. They should have kept it right next to where brand new Giant Stadium is, out at the Meadowlands, where their old rink was. So, yes, so the old ticket and the new ticket is very much a thing. Don't forget the Devils don't play much a part in this because they didn't come to Jersey until 83. They were in Colorado as the original Rockies, and they moved to New Jersey and were rebranded wearing Christmas tree-looking jerseys as the Devils.
So I gather you a Giants, you a Yankees.
Old ticket.
Your old ticket.
My dad's even older ticket. He hates the Yankees. He can't stand them. He thinks that the Brooklyn Dodgers baseball ended in 1957 when the Brooklyn Dodgers moved out of Brooklyn, and that was the end of Major League Baseball. When I took my dad to Yankee Stadium in the year before they closed old Yankee Stadium, new Yankee Stadium was being built right next door, I looked at him, we're sitting in the bleachers, and he goes, "Yeah, it's all right, but it's no Ebbets Field." I look around and I go, who in the hell sitting in this stadium besides you is going to know about Ebbets Field at this point? Boy. So according to my dad, Major League Baseball ended.
And the Polo Ground.
Of course, yeah.
But that's where the New York Giants played before they went to San Fran.
And then it was the end of 57 and then the end of 58 that they respectively left. Mm-hmm. So the Dodgers and the Giants left New York for the West Coast in 57 and 58 and left the city to the Yankees because for a while they were the franchise in the city. And then, of course, the Mets came along, part of National League expansion a little bit later, and have always been considered kind of the second-class citizen of New York sports. People don't have a lot of respect for the Mets or for Mets fans in general. I mean, there's good reason for it. They stink. They play in Flushing, Queens, Greg. I mean, do you really want to get made fun of to that degree? You're going to be the second-class team in the city, and you're going to put your stadium in Flushing. Then you're going to call it City Field. There's not an easy way to replace city with another word that sounds just like it.
All right.
Man, bus stop's a hard place to be in New Jersey, man. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Eating those donuts, what are they called?
Zeppelis.
Zeppelis.
Jason Kemp tried to correct me and say they were Zeppos.
No, that was...
Jason, don't correct me when it comes to food in New Jersey.
That was the chancellor, the former chancellor at Vanderbilt.
Good point.
Yep. So anyway, all right, let's take this last break.
Look, they're on the dashboard. What are you listening to? 560 WNSR, your sports authority on 95.9 FM.
Hey, this is George Plaster. I don't pretend to know everything about printing, but my buddy and former BGA classmate James Warren does, and he should. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. Let's talk a little bit about mailing, because that's important.
It is, George. So a lot of people use mailing to get in front of customers, direct mail. We've got, at the end of the year, there's always the big mailers that go out for insurance companies and that sort of things. But we see that mail helps people get in front of their audience. You'd be surprised at how many people actually open an envelope or look at a postcard when it comes to their house. And we can do it cheaper than you can mail it.
And you can do it well. Give people the particulars, phone number, website.
We're at 615-832-9511. Our website is SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. You can reach us at print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And as always, when you go in there, you tell them Plaz sent you.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Coming this Christmas, a man.
Hey, Bill King here.
His listeners.
Robin the 210.
And Biscuits.
I don't know if we realize how fortunate we are to have Music City, Todd. That is a world-class facility.
Winter is coming.
Commitmas 2019. Wednesday, December 18th at Bar Line in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue South, downtown Nashville.
We appreciate you. Appreciate WNSR.
Join the Bill King Show and celebrate National Signing Day.
Oh, my God. Bill King just read my tweet.
For more info and commitments gear, log on to WNSR.com and get your special commitments rate at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Commitments 2019 from the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show, and WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Winter is coming.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
If you've got a first-time head coach, that person should be smart enough to put experience on the defensive side of the ball and also on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive side, first 2 years, individuals who have never called a single play in the NFL ever. And yet, what are we looking at? Another person who has never called a single play in the NFL.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. One has a face for TV, the other has a face for radio.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, coldest team in town. Visit them at goggincold.com or just follow them on Twitter at cold_hall. Always looking for good people to join that great business. Tom Hodges runs it as a family business. You know why? Because that's what it is. It's his family's business. And so good people, and always looking for quality people. And the benefit packages are just really, and you know how important those things are today with just the opting in of so many different things, health insurance, retirement, whatever. He takes care of his people. So give him a look at goggincold.com. Tom Hodges with that. Tonight, NFL tonight, the Jets and the Ravens. And tell you what, we'll see. I know Lamar Jackson's, I think he's got to be the leader in the clubhouse for the MVP right now. But I looked at this number. The Jets are 16.5-point underdogs. And we were talking with Brad Powers just on that huge of a number in the NFL. You rarely get double-digit ones. But 16.5, Ravens are favored. So, anyway, hey, it's going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for listening, and also Walt Wells. Congratulations, new head coach at Eastern Kentucky, for joining us. Johnny Ballpark Franks this afternoon at 4 o'clock. George Plaster, 2 to 4. He's got his underdog picks this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we'll be back in here tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. Jim Rome next.